Welcome to Live from the Stands podcast, where we discuss what important issues are affecting athletes across the island of Jamaica. See, now today we're discussing an issue of the collegiate nature, where student athletes are calling for answers after several of their scholarships were cut in half by the University of the West Indies Mona. See, UWI says the cut comes as a result of the loss of funds due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Well, we here at Live from the Stands, we're going to lay out all the information we've received, and when the segment is done, we hope to have brought this issue to the public and you can decide yourselves. So gear up as we begin after this word from our sponsors, Stadium 876.
One sports mean the page. If you choose dog, if I see them 876, you will choose wrong. No bother wait too long. One sports mean the page. If you choose dog, if I see them 876, you will choose wrong. Views content on your other is for choose from, so no bother wait too long. Let me tell you this, one sports mean the page. If you choose dog, if I see them 876, you will choose wrong. Views content on your other is for choose from, so no bother wait too long.
Well, thank you for sticking around and welcome back. We'll begin by telling you what we here at Live from the Stands have been privy to in this matter concerning the ethical nature of, you know, the University of the West Indies cutting or reducing the contract of these student athletes. So, the student athletes believe that they are being unfairly treated as they would have entered a contractual agreement with the university with the promise of renewal if they met the requirements. Now, they would have met the requirements being attending 90% of trainings, attending games, and also maintaining a 2.5 GPA. And instead of renewal, they were met with an adjustment to their contracts that some say they never expected. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the voices and names you hear in this story have been adjusted to protect these student athletes who fear that they might lose what remains of their contract if they speak out against administration. And with that, we take our first student athlete, Alexis Smith.
We were given the original offer at first, but the email was quickly revoked and then the waiting began. It was about 6 days, I think, into the school year when I received the letter containing the new offer. I come from simple means and I couldn't afford school any other way as I expected to receive my scholarship, so I didn't hunt any other means of funding my education. So that I wouldn't owe UWI and so I could sit my exams, I quickly signed the scholarship offer, even though it never really felt right.
Now, listeners, I just want to discuss this before we play the other student athlete's interview. As you just heard, Alexis, the students felt pressure to sign this contract. Alexis specifically said she knew something was up. I know many can relate to, you know, having this gut feeling. And now others might say that, you know, they signed this new contract, so it is well within their right. But that's for a later discussion. Let's hear what this next student athlete has to say.
Well, for me, I quickly drafted a letter in response to the new no-residency policy. I mean, because it was simply just not a reality for me, as I had a blended mode of classes, being that I'm from the Faculty of Science and Technology. And in turn, the light from the proposal was quickly snuffed out as I was told this could not be done.
Let me explain something to you. I personally can tell you that a lot of these students can only go to school as a result of these scholarships. Without it, they are left with no choice but to go back home. We don't know the specific condition in every home, but we have seen the stories. During the pandemic, it has been rough from an educational standpoint for lecturers, students, teachers, and parents. We had spoken to a student athlete who had something very interesting to add. This athlete would have started the University of the West Indies in the academic year 2019-2020, when the COVID-19 pandemic hit.
I would have received one of those scholarships. which I'm grateful for, as it is comforting to know that my ability as an athlete and student allowed me to get the opportunity to be the first in my family to pursue a college degree. I had to move back home, and well, with the lack of internet and violence within my community, I had started falling behind in my classes until eventually, well, I decided that to work was my best bet, so I just stopped going to school.
Now, it has left many students, parents, well-wishers wondering about the ethical nature of the contracts between the university and the student athletes. Now, with calls for measures to be put in place to avoid another incident of John Brown, you know, and students having to drop out of university as a result of not being able to fund their tuition or boarding, you know, due to the fact that they just simply cannot afford it. There are student athletes who might have, you know, displayed such a skill level as John Brown, who used this to finance his education. Now, this has left many of the sports programs at the university in dire condition. Yet another set of student athletes affected are the university's football team, which were playing in the Jamaica Premier League before being removed from the competition. Not only were they withdrawn from the competition after months of training, but were soon told that they would have to pay a residency fee or go home. It was only after the advocacy of the guild president and vice president, in collaboration with the guild games committee chairperson, that some leniency was allowed towards their residency. We now hear from the guild vice president, Niall Rivers, on the matter.
So the dialogue would have started in the place that we were trying to see how we could get the footballers to enter the league, as we were told that UWE was facing difficulty in doing so. So we wanted to know what we could do to support from our end. That is the guild president, the GCC, Mr. Roger Blackwood, and I, as well as representatives from the UFC that approached us. So we had a few meetings before that meeting just to really establish what the situation was with the footballers, and then we went into that meeting with representatives from the Faculty of Sport, who also are in charge of managing the footballers. Unfortunately, they continued the sentiment that they were not in a place to be able to enter the league. We put forward several possible solutions or suggestions, and they insisted that they already explored that option and they had exhausted almost anything that they could think of. So we're in a place now where it seemed like UWE was ringing us up on a bit of a dead end. And when the final decision came, it was said that they were definitely not going to enter the league, and prospects of entering the league anytime soon seemed very low. So we really insisted on the second meeting that if this was not the case, that the footballers still be compensated for the time that they would have spent training, preparing, and of course missing transfer windows to go to other teams in order to showcase their talents. So here we are now, for this upcoming academic year, they really should be seeing back their scholarships, at least for tuition and boarding. And we're still watching the situation, but that is what has been promised to us as compensation for the inconvenience many of these young, talented young men would have faced.
We obtained the contractual documents and sought the advice of legal counsel on the matter, and received valuable info on the grounds that the University of the West Indies could be in the right as it relates to this contract. These are through the claims of force majeure, which speaks to unforeseeable circumstances that prevent someone from fulfilling a contract. But this clause should be on the contract and yet is not. Up to the time of our show, our producers could not get through to the head of the Faculty of Sport, Dr. Mansing. All previous calls have been left unanswered. But members of the Academy of Sport believe they were in the right and remain well within their right. Now, viewers, you've heard the story. What are your thoughts on the matter? Contact us at Live From The Stands on Instagram. Send in your voice notes to be featured on the next episode. Be sure to follow us on all platforms and tune in next week when we discuss the return of the fans to the stands of Jamaica Premier League. This has been Live from the Stands, powered by Stadium 876. Thank you. Have a great night.